The winter of 2013 and 2014 is breaking all the records as we experience an eruption, that's with an I, quote-unquote, of snowy owls that is unprecedented and historic. Snowy owls are pretty much everybody's want-to, must-see bird. For birders and photographers, they are a dream bird, as they are big, they stay out in wide open areas, making them very visible, and unlike most owls, are active in the daytime. Because they nest in the land of the midnight sun, an expression that describes life in the Arctic during the summer months, where the sun literally does not set for almost 3 months, they must be able to hunt by day. Nantucket Island appears to be enjoying the highest density of snowy owls anywhere in the United States, with over 33 snowy owls tallied on the annual Christmas bird count. They continue to be seen all over that island, and seemingly no stretch of beach, dune line, or large field is devoid of these most charismatic and striking of birds. Several dune and beach locations on the island, like Low Beach, Coteau, and Smith's Point, are hosting as many as 5 snowy owls, with all of them being visible from a good vantage point by an observer with a spotting scope. So many owls in such a small area is amazing, and nothing like this has happened in modern times. Many of the owls did not stop at the Cape and Islands and continued south. Photographs of snowy owls on the beach in Cape Hatteras and several in Florida have been circulating. The eruption sent more snowy owls further south than ever, to the delight of many. A report just reached me of news about snowy owls on oil rigs 300 kilometers east of Newfoundland, and a container ship that left New York for the Netherlands had 9 snowy owls come aboard about 50 miles south of Newfoundland, and they rowed across the Atlantic to Europe in mid-December. While exciting, an invasion like this does bring out the dark side in some birders and photographers. For all going out to look for these birds, there is a delicate balance between trying to observe them and being excited about them, and then trying to let them do what they need to do. There are a whole set of birding ethics that people are supposed to follow. People get excited in the heat of the moment and forget about what they should be doing. There have been some well-documented cases of bad behavior from humans in many areas. The snowy owls at West Dennis have had far too many disrespectful visitors, and several horror stories have been told to me. Most troubling was a story related to me about a woman who kept chasing and flushing a snowy owl to get a better picture of it with her iPhone. When asked about her actions, she denied it. Birds burn energy unnecessarily when they are forced to fly or when they're interrupted while searching for food. Snowy owls are not used to humans and do not seem to be particularly disturbed by human activity, but they should not be approached. Basically, it comes down to common sense. Sadly, this is not equally distributed in the human population, and there are always a few bad apples or people not doing what they are supposed to be doing. This is to the detriment of the birds, birders, photographers, and the general public. It's one thing to take a lot of pleasure in watching them, but we have a responsibility to be stewards of the birds while they are visiting, as well as of the resources that they need to survive the winter. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.